off your shoes, get lit off the booze. It's your world, girl, ain't no rules.
Magneto, I don't really care if haters really don't agree though. Killers in the streets and they weapon this police, claiming they ain't got no beef or steady, only eating keto. But we about to change that today. Your clans with guns and badges, they won't be safe. Your pipes that poison lands, no, they won't be safe. It's time to fight with us or get back the way. Because revolution steady right on the itinerary. I'm sick of seeing all my people in obituaries. Stay mad, Karen, we don't give an F-bomb. Blow it up by any means necessary. Captain said that I could be a revolutionary. I believe it, I could feel it in my capillaries. We out here and we showing no fear. Revolution's coming near, you don't want us as an adversary.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
Sound. And you know we say fight the power.
Fight the power.
This is how the revolution sound.
Hey,
and you know we say
how the richest on the earth got so many needs. I'm a giant, so they looking like my mini-me's. Never been a killer, but the world is tempting me. Steady killing me, but would never put an end to me. Fight the power, so in public, I'm the enemy. Privately contented with intentions of my energy. System all cap, feel like Kaepernick when he in the league. Overcoming haters like John Taylor, we in the lead. I deserve this gold medal. It's from the soil where we once settled. They want to spoil everyone's ghetto. My future son is about to know the level of expectation to be a black man in this generation. Cause this time, the revolution will be televised. Bringing the evolution of mankind. When you hear me speak, you can tell I'm wise. Truth set us free, that's why they tell us lies. Questioning everything I recognize.
Fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sound. And you know we say fight the power!
Fight the power!
This is how the revolution sound. And you know we say
you can murder a liberator, but you can't murder liberation. You can murder a revolutionary, but you can't murder a revolution. And you can murder a freedom fighter, but you can't murder freedom.
Yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yeah, it's coming, coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming, revolution's coming, yes, it's coming.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
Views from the ground.
Views from the damn ground.
And that's on that, on that, on that. This is everyone's favorite host, DJ Love.
Ooh, woo.
And I use they, them pronouns. And we are here live on KFAI, WFMU, Frogtown Radio as well. And I am live here with Imani Waters.
Hello, hello.
Yes, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes, so just tell us what have you been up to since the last time we've heard from you on the program.
So I have been up to a few different things. I've been working on some new music. I've been in the studio a lot. I've also just been working, period, you know, we got bills to pay, okay, so I've been period. Working, period, just trying to find different ways to relax and enjoy my life, but also balancing, like, my music career. I've had some performances, and I have some coming up in the future as well.
Ooh, so tell us what do you have coming up in the future?
So Sunday night at Ice House, I have a super fun, exciting, amazing show that I'll be collaborating with my cousin Travion Dunlap. He has a band called Candy.
Candy.
Candy that he's had for at least the past like 5 or 6 years, and he asked me to open up for their band. So this is a very special show on Sunday night because it is Halloween themed. So we're going to be all dressed up in costumes. Hopefully everyone that comes puts some type of costume on because I love Halloween.
That's super cool. And yeah, we love Candy and Travion. We just had Jackson Hurst on a couple of weeks ago. And listened to his newest EP that he has out. So
yeah, he's awesome. Love Jackson. We're actually doing a song together during my set.
Ooh.
So I'm really excited for that. So yeah, the show starts at 6:30. Doors open at 6:30, and it's going to be at Ice House this Sunday.
Sounds good. And so tell us about the song that we're going to listen to here.
This song is called No Good. I dropped this song over the summer in July, and I have this great feature on it. His name is Will Royer. And so I met him when I lived in Virginia for a year. We met in Richmond at this open mic, and I hit him up for a feature this year because I was like, his voice would just be perfect on this. So, yeah, it's kind of like a fun summery type of vibe, you know, bring a little warmth because I know it's cold, you know. So, yeah.
All right. Here we go with No Good with Imani Waters.
Winning and your skin so golden. Baby, let's live in the moment. Treat you like a rib with a bone in. Got a taste for you lately, I want it.
Ride with you all night.
Slide to the south side, baby, you can get it. I'm what you looking for, Google Analytics.
I'm trying to get to know you. I know that you think I'm fine and you look so nice. Let's go then. You know that the time is right and you're on my mind. I just wanna rock with you. Baby, tonight is the night, and I'm trying to take a ride. So baby, come inside.
Welcome back to Views from the Ground.
Views from the damn ground.
Yes, we are here live with Imani Waters. We just got done listening to No Good.
Yes.
And tell us what that song like is about. Like, what inspired it?
To be honest, I wrote that song a long time ago, like some years ago, probably like maybe like 5 or 6 years ago. And I felt like I was just... This past year, I've really been consistent getting back in the studio, you know, trying to be consistent as an artist and things like that. And so I'm like, I know I already got this fire song. Let me just record it. And I happened to find the perfect feature, and it all just kind of came together. I feel like I love to just kind of write, like, fun, like, sexy kind of music. Like, you know, like, we ain't no good for each other. We shouldn't even be messing around, but it's fun, you know? Like, it's a good time, you know? So I feel like that was probably the main inspiration for that song. I feel like when I write, the words just kind of, it just comes so natural. So I could have just been talking about nothing, nobody, you know, like it just kind of just came to my mind and I was like, that fits together well.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a vibe. I love it.
Yes.
Definitely in rotation. So.
thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And so just let everyone know once again about the concert coming up this weekend, where it's going to be.
Halloween show at Ice House this Sunday at 6:30. It's going to be amazing music, costumes, prizes, trivia. It's going to be lit.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. And
yeah, thank you for having me.
Of course. Yes. With that, we're going to listen to Camden Stewart, Lost. Welcome back to Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground. And I just want to say with everything that's going on, it's still Free Palestine. And, no matter if people are still breaking ceasefires or denying Palestinian liberation, it's always Free Palestine. So I want to dedicate this next song to them.
We live in a world of double standards. One law for them and one law for we. They say what is legal and what is a crime. They say what is war and what is terrorism. They say what they want to say to justify their own actions. Who are the terrorists and who are the heroes? Who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Double standards. Who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Double standards. Who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Double standards. Who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Now when Adolf Hitler tried to conquer the world with his evil regime, anybody who fought against him was classed as a hero. They fought fire with fire. But for many, many years, there's been a regime every bit as evil as that of Adolf Hitler. But if you fight against the apartheid system in South Africa, you are a terrorist. Who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Double standards, who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Double standards, who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Double standards. Who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Imagine that aliens from outer space came to conquer the human race, came to control all the world's wealth and take the best parts of the world for themselves. Suppose they said, fear not peoples of earth, we are here to help you. Give us everything of any worth and we will not harm you. You have gold mines, or should I say used to have, now they're mine. But you can work in the golden grime. For an 80-hour week, we'll give you about £2 a time. Oh yes, another thing, you must all carry a pass, just so none of you get lost. Certain boundaries you must not cross, or our police will bust your ass. Sound familiar? People of the world would fight for their liberty, even if it took centuries. And when the oppressor was forced to go, the people who fought against him would be classed as heroes, and quite rightly so. So why are the people who fight against the oppressors in South Africa classed as terrorists? To me, they are heroes. Who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Who are the terrorists? Come tell me, who are the heroes? Double standards, who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Come tell me, who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Fighting in Namibia, the media says it is a clash between South African troops and SWAPO guerrillas. Troops against guerrillas. I would say it is a clash between the South African terrorists and SWAPO freedom fighters. Yeah, sounds more like the truth. Bota and his henchmen call the ANC terrorists. That's worse than the pot calling the kettle black. The apartheid system is an act of terrorism itself. It is evil. Evil, 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 evil. Killing of the children in Soweto was an act of terrorism. Locking Mandela in a prison so long is an act of terrorism. Indefinite detention is an act of terrorism. Invasion of people's homeland is an act of terrorism. So tell me, who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Who are the terrorists? Who are the heroes? Who are the terrorists? I know. Do you?
Use 8 8 8
Welcome back to Views from the Ground, Views from the Damn Ground. And we just got done listening to Who Are the Terrorists. And please, y'all, do not fail an open book test. So with that being said, I am sitting here with Dean from EPNI, East Phillips Neighborhood Institute, and just coming to give us a couple of updates.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for your support. And I'm actually coming bearing good news on this. Long struggle, 10 years.
10 years.
Dealing with the city, occupying the site, fighting the site, fighting City Hall, dealing with all the councils and bureaucracy, but the perseverance of community is showing up, and that's what's good about it. And the genius of community is starting to play on this thing, and that's what's happening. And I just want to thank, before I get in the update, the heroes that have helped us get to this point on this deal. And there's a lot of them, but yes. I want to just list a few highlights.
Yes.
Marcia Howard, which you may know, Vice President, Minneapolis Teachers Union, obviously one of the leaders. Current president, and she deserves it. One of the leaders at Joyfleur Square, when we came up there with nothing, she was the first one to raise her hand and help us. And she'll always be my hero from day one, period, on it. Little Earth, they had the guts to occupy the site and get arrested when they're ready to tear down the building. They were with us and helped, obviously, the community and all their efforts and board members and Carol Pass, yep, in her beloved memory.
Right.
Fighting for this thing. But I want to thank one other hero who helped us get this point, Reverend David Wheeler. He said of Walker Community United Methodist Church. And he was key. The mayor basically had rejected our last offer of $10.2 million for the building, and we had nowhere to go. We had a fundraiser at his church. He said, what can you do to help? And we asked him, could you help arrange a meeting with the mayor? He said, yes, I have good relationships with him. I know him well, and I will mediate this process. So we've had a series of meetings. We just completed our third meeting with mayor and his leadership, and we're getting somewhere. And we're actually getting where I think we can actually have a project. And what's important about this? This is a project that's owned by the community, not by me, not by city officials, not by developers, but by residents of East Phillips community. It's a green building that'll grow food in a food desert. It'll create community-based job. So this is a hell of an opportunity in an era of despair. So I just want to actually give some good news in an environment that's really rough and really cheer the negotiating team that's got us as a point between Joel that you've had on before, Karen Clark, Daniel, and Bruce have done excellent. And I believe I'll be coming here, or Joel will be coming here in a month, talking about a grand opening, talking about a groundbreaking, talking about how to buy shares into the project. So thank you for having us, but this is really going to be great for Minneapolis and great for the nation.
Yes, and we're talking about the Roof Depot, a fight that's been going on for 10 years. And kind of give us a little bit about how the fight started, because you were there 10 years ago.
So 10 years ago, and through that period, I've taken kids through college and everything else in that whole thing, three of them. About 30 years of education, about, you know, cumulative 30 years of education over a 10-year period of time. So essentially, this is back when EP and I didn't exist in EPIC, East Phillips community. East Phillips community was leading, and I was part of the group. And the Roof Depot got its name because it was owned by several roofing contractors, and they had their warehouse there. And they decided to move to Fridley, which then free up the building. So the building owner approached us and said, would you be willing to buy this building? And I remember the community meeting that we had at East Phillips Park. And we looked at it and said, let's get it done, with the idea of creating this urban garden, this urban farm run by the community. And I was excited. And I had some access to some Native American tribes that were going to put up the money. The owner was kind enough to say, I'll sell it to you for roughly $5.5 million. So we were going to proceed with that. The city then stepped into the fray and said, no. We want this site to expand our service yard. We want this site to park 800 vehicles, to have diesel trucks, to have a fuel station in the middle of it, all those functions. And in a neighborhood that was already dealing with severe environmental issues, one of our board members, Cassie Holmes, lost her son to pollution. That's why she's been so dedicated. So there's been very direct sacrifice to it. The city said, we're moving ahead. We're using right of eminent domain. So they basically told the owner either sell to us or go through eminent domain. The city bought it for $7 million. And that's been 10 years of fighting ever since, stopping the city's plan of creating another additional environmental hazard at East Phillips. During that fight, we had some successes. We closed down Smith Foundry, as you probably heard.
Yep.
We got rid of bituminous roadways. So we took out two major polluters in the neighborhood and actually started to resolve that issue. And finally, if we can make sure the city doesn't open up their service yard in the area, now we can really walk in with green industries in this neighborhood that's officially part of the green zone. And that's key about it. So this list of heroes, Marcia going to George Flores Grass for help, Little Earth, as I mentioned before, and all these communities, 300 communities and nonprofits and churches and foundations stood up for this thing. And that's where the credit goes. We're here because of that list of heroes and people involved. And finally, Reverend David Wheeler, who has stood up to get this done. That's where the credit goes. And that's the ones that I call the dream weavers that are making this dream become real and setting the stage to have community ownership. So long fight. We're getting there. And it'll be a great asset to Minneapolis, a great asset to the community. And it'll show a piece of heaven in a time of much despair that we can point to and say, what are we against, and this is what we're for, and this is what's going to happen. So I just thank you for hearing our call and answering the fight on this.
Yes, and thank you for the perseverance to keep doing this work that's important to make sure that they are not polluting our neighborhoods. We just really appreciate it. Shout out to Joe as well.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, and I remember when Rachel Thunder.
She was big. That was the occupation of the site. One of the heroes in this deal.
Yeah, and I remember when I got into a very public argument with Vita as well over the vote. So
she was one of them that hasn't yet seen the light, but will.
So, so we're just really excited. This fight is hopefully nearing this end. And tell us more about the site, because you want it to be like a farm, and you want it to also be what else? Go ahead and tell us.
So I'll go through the story. So the building, it's 230,000 square feet, so it's big. The site is 7 acres. So this is a big impact. We're not like fighting over a quarter acre on a corner lot. We're fighting over a big piece of the city. And when you get some of that scale, you really open the opportunity. So probably first and foremost, we have several community groups, cultural groups, and private industries that want to move in the building to grow crops. They call it indoor agriculture, basically growing crops under light, tomatoes, leafy greens, various herbs, spices within the building doing that. So now you've created year-round agriculture in a neighborhood that has very little access to food and fresh vegetables in a clean, uncontaminated environment. That's one piece. The other part is what they call aquaculture. That's the growing of fish indoors. So now we have the ability to actually grow a whole variety of species of fish, from walleye to steelhead, and a whole host of things that could be grown also. So now you think you got fresh vegetables and fresh fish being produced in the East Phillips neighborhood by a whole variety of tenant owners from a whole variety of different cultures, from the Latino community, the East African community, the Native American community, all growing their various specialties and types of food that they can now sell directly to the East Phillips community or directly to clients beyond it. So that's the heart and soul of the building right there. The other compulsions is we have a whole variety of community groups that want to establish themselves there. They want their place. It's on the bikeway, so we have a variety of nonprofit bike shops that want to do it. The Aztec Dancers, for example, want to have their studio and have presence there. We have a studio from St. Paul that wants to open an operation and have small bands, concerts, open up the bands like the music you're playing and groups like that you just interviewed to create a venue for them, markets, and so forth. And the genius is these tenants can own the building. They can be shareholders. They're not just a tenant. They're an owner. So all these groups now have a stake in their future, in their real estate, in their location, along with the community owners. So this building would be a multiple of these type of variety of uses, from outdoor agriculture, because we're going to green the greenway in that section and grow outdoor cropland raised bed. And the EP&I has already have a very successful farm program that's had a huge impact already, even without the building. Plus, as I mentioned before, closing on doing polluters. So this thing will be a green belt of food production, cultural groups, concerts, in terms of small venue production and whole type of things. And even a museum will be within it to sort of honor all these heroes I mentioned as part of it, and the fight that took over 10 years so people can see what community activism looks like and what it represents and what it can do. Because the key of this project, it's the genius of community that drove it. It was an idea that came from me. It was an idea that came from City Hall, politician, and it grew within the East Phillips community, and now it's starting to sprout into a reality that will be a great, great project for everyone. So I hope I answered your question a long-winded way.
Yes, you did, and I just want to thank you so much. I appreciate the work that y'all all have been doing for the last 10 years, and I'm glad that it feels like we're another step and right at the edge here of getting it all to start working. So,
no, so thank you. And Joe, a shout out to you. I hope it did you well, because I was substituting for Joe tonight. I hope I carried the message well, and to everyone in the group that met with the mayor and the representatives, I just want to thank them publicly for their hard efforts in helping get this done. And thank you for giving us a chance to speak before you. Very much appreciated.
Of course, and we look forward to the next update.
Thank you.
With that, coming up next, we're going to have Big T Tyler, King Kong.
Was a big ape in the forest. He was so big and strong. He was the ruler in his kingdom. Call that monk King Kong. Hey, King Kong. King Kong. King Kong. King Kong. He got so lonesome, he went looking for a mate. When he found out what was happening, it was much, much, much too late. Yeah, King Kong. I'm yours in every way.
All right. So I just want to let everyone know that Minneapolis public schools, the teachers are actually taking a strike vote tomorrow. They're going to be taking a vote here Thursday, Friday, and Monday. And they've been in mediation for a couple of weeks. The mediation has broken down, and now they are taking a strike vote. And so if the strike vote goes through, it would be... there's a 10-day cooling off period, which allows for more mediation to happen. But if a deal is not struck by then that means it would be a strike coming about maybe a little bit after the election around November 7th. So I just want to update people as, you know, MFE, the Minneapolis Federation of Educators, which includes the teachers in the special education assistants, or one of the biggest, unions in the state. So it's a pretty big deal. With that being said, we're going to listen to some Beyonce. We're going to listen to Pray You Catch Me.
So cavalier, but even that's a test. Constantly aware of it all, my lonely ear pressed against the walls of your world. Pray to catch your whispering, I'm praying to catch me listening. I'm praying to catch your whispering, I'm praying to catch me. You're whispering, I'm praying you catch me listening. I'm praying you catch me. Nothing else ever seems to hurt like the smile on your face. When it's only in my memory, it don't hit me quite the same. Maybe it's a cause for concern. I'm not at ease, keeping my head to the curve. Pray to catch you whispering. I pray you catch me listening. I pray to catch you whispering. I pray you catch me. I pray you catch me.
Coming up next.
What are you doing?
Michael Jackson. You are not alone.
Another day is gone. I'm still all alone.
Support for KFAI comes from the Dakota, presenting Caitlin Canty, Monday, November 10th. Caitlin Canty takes the Dakota stage with her latest release, Night Owl Envies the Morning Dove. It's Americana harnessed by both grit and spark, sung with a voice that's both haunting and distinct. Caitlin's music carves a line through folk, blues, and country. More information about Caitlin Canty at the Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
Support for KFAI comes from Crooner's Supper Club, presenting Philip Michael Scales, Thursday, October 23rd. Guitarist, singer, songwriter, and nephew of B.B. King, Philip Michael Scales has dubbed his particular style Dive Bar Soul. After opening national tours for Kep Mo and Caravan Palace, he teamed up with producer Dan Knobler for his latest release, Good to Be Here. As Philip Michael Scales puts it, I wouldn't say that I've arrived, but it's good to be here. More information about Philip Michael Scales' Dive Bar Soul can be found at croonersmn.com.
We just got done listening to a little Michael Jackson and also a little bit of Beyonce. We're going to rev it up a little bit with some Howard Johnson. So Fine.
So fine, so fine, blow my mind. Ooh, so fine, so fine, blow my mind.
Hey girls, tell me that you're spine. Hold your head back. Now close your eyes. Hey girls, tell me that you're fine. Hold your head back. Lean it to the side. Hey fellas,
yeah.
Ain't she fine?
Brown was taking the air, locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house, something stirred when he shouted, "Who's there?" This is what he heard. "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all. So calm yourself and stop that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in and hobble, 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 hobble with your chin. There ain't nobody here but us chickens. There ain't nobody here at all."